Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Representative Joe Mitchell about how the coronavirus outbreak has affected the Iowa legislative session.
I was just wondering if you could give me just some updates that you've seen, maybe some bills that you've seen pass that you were kind of excited about, and maybe some of them that didn't pass that you were kind of disappointed that didn't pass.
Yeah, so we delayed the legislative session, obviously, starting on Monday, and we made that decision, obviously, because of the CDC's recommendation to not have groups than more than 250 people. That went down to 50 people, that then went down to 10 people, and obviously with having over 150 legislators, each of them have staff, having dormant in the building, having LSA employees in the building. Obviously, it was not following CDC guidelines by continuing on with session. So Governor Reynolds asked that we delay session for at least 30 days until we figure out what's going on with the virus. So we made that decision, and then we made the decision to recommend the schools close down for at least 30 days, and then to reevaluate what we're going to do for the rest of the year for students. Also, because of the CDC's recommendations not to have 10 or more people at a time together. So regarding any other policy that's on the table, has been on the table, we'll see, because the session is just delayed as of right now, so that it's not actually done with. We still have to come back and do a few policy pieces and finish up our budget, and we'll be doing that in between the 30-day delay, which ends on April 15th and July 1st. So anytime between then, we will come back for probably a week or two and finish up unfinished business, which would be all the budgets and then potentially some policy pieces too. So as of right now, we're not 100% sure which pieces of policy are going to pass and which are not. You know, obviously, we're not going to be doing near as much as we regularly do because of the pandemic that's going through right now. But we'll just have to see what's on the priority list for leadership and for the caucus when we come back, whenever that may be, past April 15th.
Right. Well, and I think that's the thing that's so difficult for everybody, because this virus is not only affecting those who are sick, but just everybody that's going around, whether it be businesses or in your case, you know, the legislative process. All of that is now getting delayed, and it's got to make it difficult for some of these bills that maybe haven't been paid it, or maybe not paid attention to, but just the whole process in general. You know, you have to delay now potential big upcoming events such as bills being passed in the session, and all these are going to get delayed. But again, it's going to be for the better.
Sure. And the thing is you have priorities, right? So we came in this year with our priorities being childcare and workforce and mental health, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now probably not going to have a workforce program or problem anymore, right? Because people are being laid off, business is going to be slower, and, you know, the economy isn't going to obviously be doing as good as it was before the pandemic took over with this virus. So, you know, we probably won't have that problem with workforce like we had before. With skilled workforce, yes, to some extent, but overall, it won't be as big of an issue. We actually probably have some people looking for jobs. You know, when you're looking at, you know, mental health, child care, that all go on with what's going on right now, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, people have lost jobs. People are looking for child care because kids aren't in school anymore. And so those are still two big issues that we're going to need to tackle when we come back to session. And then overall, you know, some kind of, you know, relief or stimulus package for the state also. The federal government's put together several stimulus packages for small businesses and for employees that are laid off and whatever else. But in general, the state, we're going to have to do stuff that's going to help our small businesses, specifically in the industries of hospitality and hotels and restaurants and casinos and these places that are going to be largely affected by having to shut down.
Right. Well, and that's the whole thing of the matter, is that you guys were focusing all your time on these issues that, you know, were going to be big talking points, such as education and stuff like that. But now it's almost like this virus has now put a whole 180 to the process. And now you guys have all these new issues to worry about.
Yeah, no, 100%. So, you know, your priority shift is freak things like this come about. And, you know, this is something that I talk to people who were, you know, even, you know, close to 80 years old, they'd never seen anything like this, right? And so, you know, that we're definitely living in a time that is unprecedented, that a lot of us haven't seen before, and we're trying to work our way through the process, but it just shows you how priorities can shift very quickly depending on what's happening in the world and with the economy.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Iowa Representative Joe Mitchell. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.